Man to Bob Cronin singled over Hack's head. Buddy Lewis sent a long fly ball to Mel Ott in center field. Gomez bounced out to the pitcher. Cleavage with a pop fly into short right field that was caught by the second baseman, Billy Herman. That's the end of the first half of the third inning, and now the ball game is going into the last half of the third with the score 1-0 in favor of the National League. The National League scored their run in the first inning on Hack's single, an error, and a long fly. The last half of the third inning of the All-Star game in Cincinnati. The National League leads the American League 1-0. Hank Lieber stepping into the batter's box to bat for Vandermeer. Big, powerful-looking fellow in the right-handed batter, and Gomez gets all ready to pitch to him. The windup, and here's the first pitch. It's a fastball, and he hits a fly ball back into left field. The left fielder, Cleavage, is back near the fence. He caught it. Cleavage went up the incline and back against the green board to the fence in left field to catch Lieber's long fly. He hit the first ball pitch. Leadoff man, Hack. He has the only National League hit. Cronin has the only American League hit. The game is in the last half of the third inning, and the National League is ahead 1-0. There's an attempted bunt. He pops one up into the air, but nobody can get to it. Foul. It's way over near the railing. Gomez was chasing the ball. An attempted bunt by Hack. He popped it foul, but popped it so far away it went into the lower box seats, and it's a foul strike. Now the new ball is tossed out, and the American Leaguers peg it around from third to short to second to first, and then back to the pitcher, Vernon Gomez. The second pitchers for each league will be Johnny Allen for the American League, Bill Lee for the National League. Here comes the next pitch to Hack at the slow curve. He hits a bounding ball to Gehringer. He's up with it. There's the throw. He's out. Gehringer to Fox. Two gone. Hack hit a low bounding ball right at the second baseman, Gehringer. He picked it up and threw it over to first base easily in time to get his man. Now the next man to come up is Billy Herman, second baseman of the National League. The first time up, he was safe on an error by Cronin. It was that error that cost the American League a run. Here's the pitch to Billy Herman. He swung hard, and Herman, holding his bat very short, took a very hard swing at the first pitch over the inside corner right around his shoulders. He fell down. He swung so hard, he lost his balance, and there's one strike. There's two out. There's nobody on the bases. The game is in the last half of the third. The National League leads the American League 1-0. Here's the pitch. It's a slow curve into the dirt. A ball. The count is 1-1. The ball bounces away from Bill Dickey. It goes over about 10 feet to the left of the plate, and Goodman picks it up and tosses it back to him. Charlie Gehringer, the second baseman, takes a look back at the center field fence. Now he turns around, facing the batter again. There's Fox at first. There's Cronin at short, and Buddy Lewis at third. Here's the pitch. It's a ball low inside, very close to a right-handed hitter. And Billy Herman takes his cap off and mops his face with his sleeve, pulls his cap down firmly on his head, and gets back into the batter's box. There's two out for the National League. Nobody on the bases. The game is in the last half of the third. There's a fastball, a little bit low and outside. A ball makes it ball three in strike one. 3-1 now. As yet, there has not been a base on balls in the game. Count is ball three and strike one on Billy Herman as Gomez gets the sign from Bill Dickey. Here's the next pitch. It's a strike right across his knees, and the count is ball three and strike two. Right now, they're using the National League ball. They'll use that ball for the first 4.5 innings, and then the American League ball. Gomez is winding up again. Here's the next pitch. It's a bouncing ball in the left field. A hit for Billy Herman. A bouncing ball between third and short in the left field. Hit hard. Went right between Buddy Lewis and Joe Cronin. It's a safe hit for Herman, and it's the second National League hit. Well, the Cubs are doing pretty well. They have both of the National League hits. Of course, being from Chicago, I suppose I should holler a little bit louder there. Well, there's a man on first base, and now here's Ivy Goodman up at the plate, a left-handed batter. The pitch, a slow curve, the ball. It went into the dirt. Dickey went to his knees to keep the ball from getting away from him or getting past him and letting the runner get to second base. Goodman is batting. The first time up, he was a strikeout victim. He was called out on strike. The second pitchers will be both right-handers, Lee, and there's a long fly ball down the right field line. Right fielder's chasing it in foul territory. I don't think he can get it. He put out a glove, but he didn't get it. He ran into the railing going for that ball. A nice try by DiMaggio, but he couldn't get it, and the count is 1-1. Ivy Goodman hit a long fly ball down the right field line that DiMaggio tore over the foul line for but couldn't reach. He ran into the railing in front of the box seats, about 350 feet away from the plate, but couldn't get the ball. The count is 1-1. We've had left-handers starting the game. The next three innings we'll have right-handers. The next pitch is a fastball, and Goodman took a wicked cut that time and hit the air. Two strikes. It was a fastball over the outside corner waist high. Gomez is keeping the ball outside, away from a left-handed hitter, Ivy Goodman, who is a good hitter. Man on first base and two out with a count of ball one and strike two. There's a ball. He crossed him up that time and threw an inside pitch around his knees, but it was too close, and the count is 2-2. Ball two, strike two. The American Leaguers talk it up out there in the infield. The National League leads by a run. The game is in the last half of the third. Here's the pitch. He hits a high foul fly in the stands. It's going off behind first base up into the upper deck, and the count is 2-2 on Ivy Goodman. Game is in the last half of the third here at Cincinnati, the sixth annual All-Star Game, and it's a real thriller. The hometown boy, Vandermeer, made good in a big way before the home folks. He allowed these American Leaguers only one hit. A throw to first base by Gomez. The runner's back safely. Pitcher takes his time out there now. He's getting all ready. Here's the next pitch to Goodman. He hits a high pop fly in the infield. The catcher, Bill Dickey, is under it, just about 10 or 15 feet down the first baseline. It looked like it was coming down fair, but the strong wind blowing out here today blew it foul, and Dickey caught it 15 feet from the plate toward first base, 5 feet outside the line in foul territory to retire the side. No runs and one hit. That's the end of three innings of the All-Star Game in Cincinnati. The score is the National League 1, the American League nothing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, your play-by-play announcer for the next three innings will be Dick Bray of station WSAI in Cincinnati. All right, Dick, tell them all about it.
Thank you, Bob. And Johnny Gehringer comes up. He'll be the first batter to face tall Bill Lee. Bill comes in with his first pitch. It's low for ball one. Johnny Gehringer, just about as smooth a looking ball player as he is out on the field, does things very easily. Bill Lee taking his wind-up. Lombardi still giving the signs. The pitch comes in high for ball two. And the first two pitches to Charlie Gehringer have missed the mark. Gehringer stands deep in the batter's box, at batter's box, which is 6 feet long and 4 feet wide. Deep in the batter's box, waits for the pitch and takes it for a called strike. Lee gets his fastball above the knees on the inside corner. Gehringer, that's behind him. He doesn't waste any motions of plate. Little Lee pitches. It's outside, and it's ball three. And now Lee is behind the batter, Charlie Gehringer. Score 1-0 in favor of the National League. Bill Lee goes back with his windup. The pitch comes in and misses for ball four. Charlie Gehringer walks to first base. And as they say in baseball, when you walk the first batter, sometimes he comes home to roost. Earl Averill of Cleveland, who takes a very peculiar stance in the batter's box, one that we're not used to looking at here at Cincinnati. He gets far in the front of the box. He gets as close to the pitcher as that box will allow him. Must be a good one because he can face that ball. Off first base is Gehringer. The pitch is inside for ball one. Averill looking down at third base. Artie Fletcher of the Yankees is doing the coaching. And in this ball game, the same as they do in the regular scheduled games, they have their signs to hit and to take. And Bill Clem comes out to look at the batter's box where Averill was putting the foot. Earl's right foot is in the front part of the batter's box. His left foot about even with the front of the home plate. Off first base is Charlie Gehringer. There's no one out. Bill Lee ready to pitch. And it's strike one. He tries his curveball, gets it on the outside corner above the knee. Averill, a rather nervous type batter. He doesn't stand still in the plate. He moves around. However, when the pitcher gets ready, he's ready. Here comes Lee's pitch. It's wide for ball two. And when we say a nervous type batter, we mean the type of batter that doesn't just stand there with that nonchalant attitude. Earl moves around. That is the meaning of our interpretation of his batting stance. Bill Lee all set. They're playing Averill over into right field, a full hitter. And foul ball. Strike two. The pitch was on the inside, and Earl pulled it down the first baseline. Johnny Allen continues to warm up in the bullpen back of first base with Rick Farrell, the catcher of the Washington Nationals. Carl Hubble is starting to warm up for the National League. The pitch, and it hit a fly ball into short center field. Into left center field, Joey Medwick comes over, gets in front of Mellott, and makes the catch. And Joe Medwick who knows a bit about playing this outfield here at Cincinnati. The ball was hit just to the left of second base, but the sun at Crosley Field beached over towards right field, and Joe probably figured that by going over towards center field, he could get the sun off his shoulder and make the catch easier. And here's the powerhouse from the American League, Jimmy Fox. Jimmy swings at the first pitch and misses with strike one. Very likable fellow. We saw him for the first time today. Very, very fine. Like all those big-timers, they're all right. Bill Lee set the pitch. Geringer off first base. It's outside for ball one. The scoreboard, if you believe in numbers, a ball, a strike, and out. There's a one on the board. It's one to nothing in favor of the Nationals. Geringer off first. Bill Lee getting set. Lets the ball come in. And Fox swings at the foul ball. Ducks down into the dirt behind the home plate for strike two. Johnny Allen has decided he's warmed up enough. Any fellow that's won 12 and lost none, he's warmed up before he gets here. Well, Bill Lee all set to go. Billy Herman, the second baseman, playing over near the bag. Gehring is off first. The pitch is hit down toward shortstop Leo DeRocher. The bat was broke. The throw to second, and Geringer is forced at second base as Jimmy Fox breaks the bat, and a fielder's choice. The ball thrown by Leo DeRocher over to second baseman Billy Herman. He races Charlie Geringer. And we're just wondering how many of the listeners to Mutual Account today are keeping score. If you are, the play as we scored in baseball is Geringer out, the shortstop number six, the second baseman number four. But here's Joe DiMaggio with Jimmy Fox on first. Joe takes a pitch inside, just catches the inside corner for a strike. It's one strike on the pride of those Yankees up New York way. Fox takes a short lead off first base. McCormick holding the inside corner against him. Lee pitches, and Joe swings and misses at a curveball. Strike two. Fans in a jovial mood. This has been a big day for Cincinnati. They've enjoyed seeing these American League stars coming over here today. It's two strikes. Bill Lee way out ahead. Jimmy Fox still off first. DiMaggio takes the third strike. And Joe DiMaggio is called out on strikes to end the fourth inning for the American League. There were no runs, no hits. There wasn't an error made. In fact, there's been but one error made in the ball game, and that was by Joe Cronin, the shortstop for Boston, who is playing shortstop today. However, in this fourth inning, the American League had one man left on base, Jimmy Fox. It's 1-0 as the National League comes to bat in the last half of the fourth inning. The first batter will be Joe Medwick. He'll be followed by Mel Ott and Ernie Lombardi. You know, as we announced this lineup today, Bob, I'm speaking to Bob Elson here to my side and to you at the same time, how a manager would feel if he was to wake up in the morning and find a lineup facing like these two managers. How would you feel if you were the manager, Bob?
Boy, I'd feel pretty good, Dick. I should say they've got the finest baseball ivory in the world out here in front of us today.
And now we're ready with Johnny Allen of Cleveland coming out to the pitching mound. Johnny's a tall, right-hand pitcher. Lefty Gomez went three innings of this ball game. He allowed one run, two hits. He struck out one man. While Johnny is taking his warm-up throws, wouldn't be a bit surprised that a great many of the people listening in throughout the nation today might want to know whether Johnny Vandermeer has changed since he pitched that double no-hit game. When he returned to Cincinnati on the Friday they had the big reception, we met him at the depot and took him to breakfast. The first thing he wanted to know, could we still have that boat ride we talked about before he pitched the first no-hit game? That's Johnny Vandermeer, just a likable kid. And here's another fellow at the home plate. A youngster, yes, sir, quite a ball player, too. In fact, all you have to say, they're all ball players out here today. Johnny Allen, picking up the pitching duties for the American League, is facing Joe Medwick with the score 1-0 in favor of the National League. The first pitch is outside, and Joe takes it for ball one. It was a fastball, waist high, missing the outside corner. Jimmy Wilson of the Phils, coaching down at first. Bill McKechnie of the Reds at third. Allen takes his windup again. The pitch is outside, and Joe takes it for ball two. They pitch Joe Medwick outside. Joe, however, is considered to be a pull hitter. The outfield of the American League considers him such. They're pulled over into left field. Allen comes outside low, and it's ball three. 3-0. Johnny kicking the dirt a little in front of the pitchers now. DiMaggio's pulled over into right center field. Averill's a bit to the left side of second base as we look at it from the press box. And three pitches over towards the foul line and left. The pitch, a fastball, strike one. It's 3-1 on the Cardinal slugger. Johnny Allen stays right on the pitcher's mound, puts his right foot on the far side of the rubber, lets his arm go back, comes in, Joel swings and fouls it into the stands behind first base. 3-2. No break for the fans there. The ball hit a iron support and bounced right back onto the field. Joe stepped out of the batter's box in just a moment, said something to Bill Clem. Bill Dickey joined in the conversation. Now we're ready to go. Allen's arm is back of him. The pitch comes in. Joe swings. It's a foul ball that comes onto the netty right on the press box. Almost into the press box. The count remains the same. 3-2. On the first batter for the National League in the last half of the fourth inning with the National League in front, 1-0. Rick Farrell, mighty catcher, back of the plate, gives a sign to Johnny Allen. Johnny pitches. It's a fly ball hit over the infield. Anyone on the infield can take it. Jimmy Fox shields his eyes with his glove and takes it right near the pitcher's mound, midway between the pitcher's mound and second base. And Medwich is out. More than Jimmy looked into the sun, he knew that he had to do himself some good with that glove. Takes the first pitch inside, and it's ball one. Bill Dickey, back of the plate. We may have mentioned Rick Farrell here a moment ago. Bob just said it was Rick Farrell walking in, looking at him, and we said Farrell. The second pitch to Mel Ott comes inside for ball two. It's 2-0, and Mel Ott looks down at first base coach Jimmy Wilson. Jimmy looked at Mel, then walked away. That might be a sign. They changed these signs all over today. You can count on that. There's one away. There's no one on base. And Mel Ott, the count is 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Johnny Allen set to go. Comes in with a pitch, and Mel swings. It's a long fly ball to right center field. Earl Averill goes back. He can't get it. It hits the fence in right field. It bounds away. Ott is around first. He heads for second. He keeps going at second base and pulls up at third with a triple. National Leaguers is a mighty wallop into right center field, a distance of 387 feet. It went into the corner where the wall of the bleachers meets the center field wall. It was a mighty poke. That fella has a lot of power. There's one away. Mel Ott to third base, and the batter is Ernie Lombardi. Johnny Allen comes in. Lombardi swings and fouls it for strike one. The infield for the American League, Jimmy Fox, is pulled up on a direct line with second base. So is Charlie Gehringer. On the left side of the infield, Buddy Lewis is back a step at third, and Joe Cronin is up even with second and third. The pitch to Lombardi hits south into left field for a base hit. And Mel Ott comes in to score from third base as Ernie Lombardi singles sharply into left field. Evidently, these American Leaguers had heard about Lombardi, or they take their position just as the National Leaguers do. When Lombardi's at bat, the infield ordinarily moves out towards the outfield. Buddy Lewis was back to step. The score 2-0. Frank McCormick comes to bat. The National League, of course, in front. Lombardi's at first. Johnny Allen takes Dickey's sign, pitches. McCormick swings. It's a foul ball that ducks off the bat behind the dugout on the first base side of the diamond. One strike. Lombardi's hit was the fourth of the day for the National Leaguers. It was the second off Johnny Allen. Johnny looks over at first, gets ready to pitch. McCormick swings. It's a grounder. Going down toward second base. Charlie Gehringer comes up with it, throws over to first, and McCormick is out. And on the play, Lombardi moved down to second base. It was a slow hit ball, just far enough away from Jimmy Fox that he couldn't come in to help on the play. Lombardi going down to second base, where he is now standing with two outs. The batter is Leo DeRocher, who grounded out Cronin to Fox when he came to bat on his only other trip to the plate in the ball game in the second frame. Leo stands deep in the batter's box. Johnny Allen set to go. DeRocher looks at a pitch outside, and it's ball one. And Bob Grove, veteran Boston Red Sox left-hander, is warming up in the bullpen. He's warming up with John Schulte, one of the Yankee coaches. Lombardi off second. Allen looks back, gets set to pitch. DeRocher takes it, and it's a call strike. A curveball catching the inside corner. Leo, also a nervous type batter. He never stands still, touches his cap, swings his bat, moves his feet around. All set to go as Johnny Allen gets ready. Lombardi has a good lead at second. The pitch, DeRocher swings, it's foul. Back of first base, and it's two strikes. The count on DeRocher is one ball, two strikes, there's two out. And the score is 2-0 in favor of the National League. Johnny Allen looks up in the air. There's been airplanes flying around here all day, just taking a little peek at what's up in the sky, then puts his right foot on the rubber, gets ready to go. DeRocher set at the plate. Dickey comes out of his crouch. The pitch, and DeRocher swings and misses for strike three. That's the third out. However, before the National Leaguers were retired, here in the last half of the fourth inning, they scored one run on two hits. There wasn't an error made, and there was one man, Lombardi, left on second base. At the end of four complete innings in this ball game, the score is 2-0 in favor of the National League. The National League has made two runs on four hits. There's been one error made. It was by Joe Cronin. And the American League, in facing Johnny Vandermeer in the first three innings, made one hit. That was a hit by Joe Cronin, a sharp single into left field. Bill Lee pitched one inning, the fourth, and he's out there now to start the fifth. Took Ernie Lombardi a little time to come out of the dugout. The big fellow never moves around very fast. Takes his time. It'd give you the impression that he wasn't hustling. He's just that type of a ball player. He's right in the ball game up to his neck, though, even though he looks as though he's just taking his time. Well, Bill Dickey is the first batter for the American League in the fifth. Bill stands deep in the batter's box. He stands as close to the box as he possibly can. Bill takes the first pitch low, and it's ball one. He scrapes his left foot into the ground. That line nearest the home plate. Keeps his bat behind him, ready to hit. Lee comes in. It's right. Bill Clem waved that right arm of his in familiar fashion to us from right to left. Strike one. Bill Lee, tall right-hander, sends the ball in. A curveball misses the outside corner, waist high, and it's ball two. General Bill, they call him. Billy Herman is 10 feet in right field, playing this strong left-hand hitter, Dickey. Dickey swings at a foul ball, comes off the bat, and into the stands, and how they're grabbing for those balls today. Souvenirs from the All-Star Game in 1938, Cincinnati. It's 2-2. Bill Dickey waits. Bill Lee takes the sign from Lombardi, delivers a slow ball, it's hit towards left field, goes into short left field from shortstop. Leo DeRocher is going back, and the ball drops in. Dickey is around first base and pulls up at second with a double. A two-base hit for Bill Dickey. The ball was hit into short left field. DeRocher went back. Medwick couldn't get up to it. Leo couldn't get over to it. And Stanley Hack couldn't go back for it. It was a two-base hit and the second hit of the ball game for the American League. The batter is Joe Cronin, who has the other American League hit. Right-hand batter. Dickey's at second. The pitcher calls strike. It was a fastball above the knees, between the knees and the waist, and Joe just looked at it. It's 2-0 in favor of the National League. Dickey's on second. There's no one out in the first of the fifth inning. Cronin looks again at a pitch that just takes the outside corner. Strike two. Bill Lee pitching very carefully to the manager of the Boston Red Sox. He gets a new ball from umpire Bill Clem, massages it, looks back at Bill Dickey, who's on second. Two strikes on Joe Cronin. Joe ready. Lee delivers. It's a long fly ball going out into center field. Right at the foot of the terrace is stationed Mel out of the New York Giants, and he takes it. A fly ball off the bat of Joe Cronin is caught in deep center field by Mel Art. Now that's one away for the American League, and Dickey still on second. We're going to let you hear the noise first and then imagine what's happening. Lou Gehrig, one of the greatest of all time, is batting for Buddy Lewis, and what a hand he's receiving. Lou Gehrig, hitting for Buddy Lewis. Bill Lee, all set to go. Pitches outside, and it's ball one. See the big smile on Larrabin Lou as he walked up to the plate. He takes a stance in the batter's box, faces third base, pulls his foot towards right field a little. Takes a pitch that's ball two. It's the first time that we've seen Gehrig. Stands there, solid figure at the plate. Dickey off second, one away. Swings as a grounder down towards second. Billy Herman comes up with a nice play, throws to McCormick, and Gehrig is out on a very nice play. Billy Herman covers an acre of ground down there at second base. He made several plays in the last Red Lake series. It was unbelievable. You had to be here to see it. Well, Bill Dickey moved third base on the grounder, which Billy Herman picked up and threw over to retire Lou Gehrig, who pinch hit for Buddy Lewis. And now there's a consultation as time is called. Ernie Lombardi is walking out to the pitcher's mound. Stanley Hack is over there. So is Leo DeRocher. They're looking up in the air to be certain that they figure this tough sun out. The batter is Johnny Allen. Bill Dickey's over on third base, and the score is 2-0 in favor of the National League. Bill Lee set. Johnny tries to bunt, but the ball goes foul down the third baseline for one strike. The old squeeze play, huh? All right. It's one strike. Johnny Allen, halfway down to first, he came back. Cookie Lavagetto, the Brooklyn Dodgers, comes out to get the ball that was lined between first and then throws it over to Bill Clem. We were watching to see if Bill was going to catch the ball. Spry fella, great umpire. Bill Lee all set to go. Johnny Allen up at the plate, swings, hits the ball hard to third base. Hack comes up with it. The throw over to first, and he's out. What a play. About a ball well hit. Johnny Allen attempted to bunt the ball, and then he really climbed on one. And when he connected, that ball was in a hurry getting down to third base. It was one of those plays that they say about third base. It's the hot corner. Well, there was one that proved that that corner down there is sizzling. And to first base marches that fellow Lou Gehrig, who will take the position of Jimmy Fox. Jimmy, however, is going to stay in the ball game. He's going to move over and play third. And so if you're keeping score, put Jimmy Fox at third base, which means a five under the official way of keeping score in the fifth inning. The pitcher is still Johnny Allen. The catcher is Bill Dickey. At first base, Lou Gehrig is playing. At second base, it's Charlie Gehringer of Detroit. And manager Joe Cronin, the Boston Red Sox, is playing shortstop. At the present time, Joe's over talking to Jimmy Fox, his own first baseman, and Jimmy's going to play third now. In left field, it's Mike Krivich. In center field, Earl Averill, and in right field, Joe DiMaggio. We were interested, you good Chicago fans, in Mike when he came out today and stood alongside of some of the Yankees. Mike's a little fellow, and these boys are pretty big. And Mike said, well, I'm going to stand over here with some of the big fellas. Well, he was right in there, another likable fellow. In fact, we have a little time here to mention a fact that came before our eyes in 10 years of refereeing in the Big Ten and around, and find that most all these men up at the top of the sport world are real top fellas. They're the kind of men that you really like to meet. We know that baseball players up at the top are regular. And now the umpires are going to change position. And also, the ball will be changed now at the end of 4.5 innings. It'll be the American League ball, which will be used now until the end of the game. And so the umpires are now in this position. Geisel of the American League is back of the plate. Valenfant of the National League is at first. Basil of the American League is at second. And Clem's at third. The first ball is pitched to Bill Lee, who hits it into center field. Earl Averill comes in and makes the catch. That's one away for the National League in the last half of the fifth inning. And Stanley Hatch receives a very nice hand from the crowd as he comes up. Stanley has one of the four hits made for the National Leaguers so far. There's no one on base. It's 2-0 in favor of the Nationals. The first pitch from Johnny Allen is a called strike. A beautiful curveball that caught the outside corner above the knee. And Lefty Grove continues to warm up the American League. Pitch. Stanley Hack swings at the fly ball again out into center field. Earl Averill just nonchalantly walked over and takes it for the out. Two up and two away. And we wonder sometimes just how often you good people listening in hear that. Two up and two away. One up and one away. Sort of a stock phrase, but it does tell the story, doesn't it? Well, the batter is Billy Herman. Billy has 1-for-2 in this ball game. Right-hand batter swings at the first pitch and fouls it in the stand. Strike one. Bill takes a position in the batter's box, deep in the box. He keeps his right foot on the line farthest away from the plate. So much so that the umpires always have to take a look to see that he's in the box. Johnny Allen comes in with a slow ball that hits the dirt in front of the plate and bounces up. Ball one. There's two away and no one on. Johnny Allen gets ready, lets his arm go back of him once, raises his foot, pitches, and swing goes the bat, and it misses for strike two. One ball, two strikes. The pitch is outside, and it's ball two. The scoreboard now just filled with twos. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runs for the National League, nothing for the American League. And Billy Herman, as Johnny Allen was getting ready to pitch, walked out of the batter's box. At the end of this fifth inning, we will give our station identification. Then as we come back for the sixth, we are going to tell you a bit about the play that happened at Cincinnati Sunday, which was unique, and we figured the listeners of the Mutual would be glad to hear about it. It was Billy Herman who made the hit that went into left field that came in to just be a fielder's choice. Ready to go. Billy takes the pitch, and he's out. Called out on strikes as a fastball. Catches the outside corner. Bill seemed to be caught off balance, and Johnny Allen flipped the fast one past him, and the second National Leaguer of the afternoon is struck out. Well, that's all for five complete innings of this ball game here at Cincinnati, the All-Star game, the Nationals, and the Americans. The score is 2-0 in favor of the National League. We'll be back in just a moment. We pause now to tell you that this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
We're back here to the ballpark, set to go with the first half of the sixth inning. Manager Joe McCarthy is now sending Roger Kramer into bat for Mike Krivich. Roger, the outfielder with the Boston Red Sox. Tell you between this inning about the play we started to talk about. Bill Lee all set to go. Pitches the ball outside and it's ball one. Roger takes the fastball, waist high. Kramer stands right near the plate, near that line in the box to allow him. Lee comes in, the ball's hit down toward second base. It's a slow roller. Billy Herman comes in, the underhand throw to first, and he's out. Doesn't make any difference which way you hit the ball towards either of these second basemen today. Geringer or Herman. They're in there and have the ball and get it over to first base in a hurry. Here he is. Talk about him. Comes right up in front of you. Charlie Geringer. He's getting ready for Bill Lee's first pitch. The general raises the foot, pitches strike one. Geisel's right arm goes up. One strike as a fastball across the letters, which says Detroit. Are you ready? Pitch, a curveball is fouled into the stands, the upper stands. And it's strike two. Durocher threw the ball back to Bill Lee and made Bill stoop far, far down towards the ground. And Big Bill had to laugh because Leo probably going to laugh himself. Two strikes, one away. Lee set to go. Sends the ball in. Hit sharply down towards shortstop Durocher. He comes up with it. Here's a throw over to McCormick. And that's all for Gehringer. Durocher to McCormick. And there's two away. And the Third National League pitcher starting to warm up down in the bullpen back of third base. It's Mace Brown of the Pirates. The batter is Earl Averill, who's looking for his first hit in this All-Star game. He's grounded to the second, fly to left. Bill Lee set to go. Sends the ball in low, a ball one. Goodman is pulled over towards the line. Hart is moved over towards the flagstaff in right center. And Joey Medwick shortens up a bit in left and pulls over near the scoreboard. The pitch is a called strike. Bill gets his fastball waist high. Earl looks down at third base. Coach Artie Fletcher, whether or not the take sign's on with a hit if it's good. Lee delivers and a curveball strike two. A beauty. It waved its way over the inside corner, just creasing that inside corner for a called strike. One ball, two strikes. Lee pitches, misses the inside corner, and it's ball even, ball two. And strike two, and two out, and two runs. National League leading 2-0. Lee lets his arm go around once, raises that left foot of his, pitches, and Averill is called out on strike. Bill Lee has shown a very good curveball today. Mixed with his blinding speed, it's made him very effective. Whether or not he's going to come back in the next inning, I don't believe he will, because he's getting a great hand. Listen to this. That we talked about, because we feel as though the entire nation would be interested in. There were three men on base, and Billy Herman hit a line drive into left field that was just about as hard hit as a ball could be hit. Larry gets the umpire, lost the ball. The white shirts of the people in the grandstand blinded Larry, and the ball hit him. Lou Riggs, the third baseman for the Reds, went out, picked it up, and threw home for a force out on the runner at third base. And if you don't think the Cubs were mad, Bob, you should have heard them. It was one of the oddest plays that we've seen in baseball. And the reason we brought it up was the fact that Billy Herman, in coming up into the All-Star game with Charlie Gehringer, gives us a chance to sidelight, and we hope that you like that part of the broadcast at least. And Roger Kramer is going to play left field for the American League. Over in the box next to us, that remarkable young fella, Johnny Vandermeer, walks up and takes the position. We're set to go. Johnny Allen comes in with the first pitch, and Goodman swings. It's a grounder foul down the first baseline. One strike on the fella who holds the record for the Cincinnati Reds for home runs in a single season all time. He hit his 20th home run in Monday's doubleheader. Goody swings. It's another foul ball going down the first baseline for strike two. Goodman stands deep in the batter's box. He puts his left foot in the corner of the batter's box, which is closest to the home plate. He pulls his right foot a bit towards first base. Johnny Allen delivers, almost hit Goodman, who backed away ball one. And he did. Hit him, nicked him right on the shoulder, and Goody is waved to first base by umpire Geisel. Goody gets hit more than any ball player in the National League. And Bill McKechnie, the manager of the Reds, comes down to tell Joe Medwick, who comes up to the plate, what sign that will be flagged. You know, in this ball game, they've changed their signs, naturally, and they want to be certain. The American Leaguers are not being fooled into looking for a punt, at least by their lineup at the start of the pitch. Goodman's off first. Here Lou Gehrig moves over, and the pitch is outside. Ball one. American Leaguer still staying back in their normal fielding position. Fox is back a third, short. Gehringer deep at second. Gehrig moved over just a bit at first base as the pitch was made. Joe Medwick up there. One ball, no strike. Johnny Allen bends over. Ready to pitch. A curve of beauty that's a strike. Johnny Creese, the outside corner with a beautiful curve ball. It's 1-1. A lot of pepper on that ball club out there. You can hear them chirping way up here. Allen delivers. Medwick swings. It's a foul ball that comes onto the netting behind the home plate. Two strikes. It's one ball, two strikes. Lefty Grove continues to throw down in the bullpen, back of first base for the American League. There's no one throwing in the bullpen for the National League. Johnny Allen turns his back over at first. However, he looks over his left shoulder, watches Goodman, brings his hands to rest his chest, pitches, and Medwick swings. It's a fly ball going into right field. Joe DiMaggio is under it, catches his glove once, twice, he has it. And that's all for Medwick. There's one away, and Mel Ott, who hit a long triple into the right center field corner of the bleachers, comes up for his third time in the All-Star game. Mel has one for two. He scored one of the two runs that have been made in the game, both runs being made for the National League. It's 2-0 with Goodman on first base, one out in the last of the sixth inning. Johnny Allen of Cleveland, ready to deliver the ball, lets go of it, and Mel takes it inside for ball one. Very easy to see why this fella has won 12 and lost none. He gives them very little up there that's good to hit. Works one low, one high, one inside, one out. Always looking for something. Comes in, pitches, and there goes Goodman to second base. Hot swing, and a strike, and a throw goes on into center field, and Goodman moves over to third. It's a stolen base for Goodman, and an error puts Goodman on third base. So if you're keeping score, here was the play. The ball was delivered by Johnny Allen. Mellott swung and missed. It was one strike. The throw by Bill Dickey was far over Joe Cronin's head, who was covering second base, and Goodman, going into second with his slide, immediately came up and moved over to third base. There's one away, Goodman at third, and the count on Mellott, with one out, is one ball and one strike. The infield now of the American League is pulled up on the baseline. Johnny Allen taking his windup, even though there's a runner on third, pitches, and it's low for ball two. The ball went down into the dirt, and Bill Dickey came up with it. Lou Gehrig comes over, probably asking Johnny why he didn't take his windup. You can be certain Johnny is out there pitching, and he'll do it the way he wants. He probably figures he can pitch better that way to Mel Ott. He's still doing it, even though there's a runner on third. Pitches, and it's outside for ball three. There was a delay on the count. The scoreboard didn't register. The umpire didn't move his arm. Three balls, one strike. One out. Goodman takes the lead off third. He's in foul territory, so if he's hit with a ball, he won't be out. Allen delivers. Mel swings and misses for strike two. The reason the runners take that position off third base in foul territory, that if they're hit with a batted ball, they will not be out. Only when they're hit, patted ball in fair territory are they declared out. Johnny Allen now taking his full windup. Delivers up, swings and misses and strikes out. And Mel Ott is struck out. Johnny knew what he was doing out there. That's the third strikeout for an American League pitcher. This is the second for Johnny Allen. The batter is Ernie Lombardi, with his teammate Arvel Goodman perched on third and two away. Yes, sir, these American Leaguers have heard about this fellow. Jimmy Fox is almost on the grass, which goes out towards left field. So is Joe Cronin. Charlie Gehringer has moved over a little towards second base, and Lou Gehrig is playing his normal position at first base. Johnny Allen taking a full windup, pitches to Lombardi. It's outside, low, ball one. Ordinarily, the second base in the National League moves over just a little farther towards second base than Gehringer is playing Lombardi at the present time. Billy Herman plays in the short center field when he's here. Lombardi swings and misses. Strike one. Ball bounded out of Bill Dickey's glove. The big fella hopped right onto it. Johnny Allen comes right onto the pitcher's mound. Puts his right foot on the rubbers. Left is also touching. Lets his arm go back once. Delivery, Lombardi swings at the foul ball, sliding off the bat into the upper deck of the stands back of first base. Over there, all the photographers are stationed, and there's not a wild scramble. They're protecting those cameras. One ball, two strikes. Two away. Goodman's on third. Big Ernie Lombardi. He has that interlocking grip, the same that a golfer uses when playing that favorite game they call golf. Lombardi swings on a pitch from Johnny Allen, again fouls it back into the stand. They tell us Lombardi is the only ball player in the major leagues who uses an interlocking